Revan opened his eyes, as if responding to the Sith's voice, though in truth, he had sensed his approach from the moment he began to descend the staircase. It was difficult to draw upon the Force through the veil of mind-altering chemicals in his system, but over the years, he had learned a handful of tricks. Though they had spoken hundreds of times, the Sith had never told Revan his name. Not that it mattered. To Revan, he was nothing more than a tool, his one hope of ever getting out of the cell alive. In the first few months, he had hoped that someone would come for him. Candorus or T3M4, or maybe even Bastila, drawn to him by the Force. But as time passed, his drug-addled brain finally realized he was truly alone. He had tried reaching out to Bastila with the Force, but the drugs and the vast distance of an entire galaxy must have stopped her from sensing his need. He'd almost given up once he realized there would be no rescue. His situation seemed hopeless. And then his muddled mind seized on the Sith interrogator. It was clear the red-skinned being was subservient to the withered hag who had been present during the early interrogations. It was also obvious that he was more than just a thug hired to torture information out of prisoners. Revan had sensed the Force in him. He had incredible potential. Fortunately for Revan, he was also arrogant, overconfident, and ambitious. Over the course of many months, Revan fed that ambition with tiny crumbs meant to draw the Sith Lord in. He spoke of his past, knowing his triumphs over Malak and other powerful individuals would feed the young Sith's desire to rise above his current station. Revan also made a point of bringing up the Force regularly. He had once served the dark side, and he understood its insatiable lust for power. The chance to learn something, anything new about the Force, was a temptation the Sith could not resist. He was willing to give the Sith glimpses of his wisdom, because with each conversation, he learned a little bit more about his captors. The interrogator was careful. He tried to reveal as little of himself and the world outside the cell as possible. But over many months and hundreds of conversations, it was inevitable some things would slip. To facilitate the process, Revan had carefully forged a relationship with the anonymous Sith, establishing a familiar rapport that made it easier for the Sith to unknowingly open up about himself, even as he thought he was using Revan. His efforts had been well rewarded. Over the past 3 years, he had learned much about the Sith society the Republic believed to be extinct. He knew they were ruled by an emperor. He knew they controlled hundreds of worlds. About a year earlier, he'd learned the name of the female who had overseen the first few interrogations. Her name was Nyriss, and she was one of the Emperor's hand-picked advisors. At one point, his captor had let slip that the Emperor was secretly planning an invasion against the Republic. More important, he had revealed that he and Nyriss, along with many other Sith, were determined to stop him. Revan had seized on that shared goal, and for the past few months, he had been playing on it at every opportunity. It all might be futile. All his efforts might amount to nothing more than a game he was playing, merely to help pass the endless hours of his incarceration. But if there was a chance, however small, that he could somehow use this knowledge to break free of his prison, he intended to take it.